Hi, thanks for joining me again this week. I hope that you're doing well. We had our very first ever drive-in service at church this past Sunday and had about 20 cars there and 40 or 50 people enjoying the service, live streaming in their cars and having a chance to chat across spaces, parking spaces with each other. It was really great to see a few familiar faces again. And many of you are still live streaming at home. We're glad that you're tuning into our services and we're so thankful for the opportunity to be able to continue to minister the Word of God through this time. We were delighted that the president mentioned last week that churches are essential, and we know that, and we're thankful for that. But we also know at this time that it's essential for us as a body of believers to love our neighbor. And one of the ways that we do that is by being careful with our practices and still listening carefully to New York State and its guidance before we reopen. So we'll take our time. We'll do it in the right time, the way God leads us to do that. We do have one of our members who is actually in the hospital at this moment with COVID. And so we want to be praying for her. So far, so good. But that reminds us that we do need to do good due diligence in protecting one another and helping to slow this down. So we thank God for his good grace. We pray for his mercy and his strength. Just a reminder this week, as we've been thinking about these wonderful elements of the gift, the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And this week, as we focus on those last three, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, it reminds us to continue to be faithful to God and to one another, to be good neighbors to one another, to be gentle toward others. Sometimes our rhetoric can become a little strong and even biting at times, but that's not what Christians do. We're gentle toward others and helping others along. And self-control, remembering that with the Spirit working in us, we can actually overcome and emotional outbursts. We can be strong in our spirit. We can give grace and give a word of encouragement to those who are struggling. This season, more than ever, we need to stand out as followers of Jesus Christ, as those who are characterized by the fruit of the Spirit. I hope you're doing well. Keep in touch, and we'll continue on together as we wait for God to reopen our church and the rest of New York and the rest of the country. And as we do that, we know God is forming something within us. Let's let him do that work well. Thanks for joining me today. Have a great day.